This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 29th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. At exchanges of yesteryear, there were members and exchange leaders with outsized personalities. There were also quieter professionals behind the scenes doing their jobs that impacted the success of the exchanges in innumerable ways. The late Dee Hansen was one of the latter. She recently passed away after a long battle with Alzheimer's. Dee Hansen was the manager of the Visitors Gallery at the Chicago Board of Trade for many years, where she touched the lives of thousands of people who came to the exchange to see the people in brightly colored jackets jump and shout and make markets on the trading floor below. She loved the CBOT and the industry, Ray Carmichael told me. Dee was perhaps one of the most gracious, loving, dedicated, stalwart people to work with. I count working with her as one of the greatest blessings of my career and life, said Carmichael, her former supervisor. She helped celebrate the accomplishments and foundations of the industry with grace and class. She managed the CBOT Visitors Gallery like a museum docent. She was one of the finest managers I ever experienced as I watched her show kindness and high expectations to each person, always treating them as decent human beings, even the most difficult ones. I don't believe I ever heard a discouraging or disparaging word out of her mouth in the 10 years I worked with her, even when she was managing receptions for hundreds of people, he added. I am personally very appreciative of Miss Hansen and her work. It was a sophomore year of high school visit to the Chicago Board of Trade and the old Visitors Gallery over the 1929 trading floor that influenced me to come to work in the futures industry. Thank you to Dee Hansen, and may God bless you. There is a link in today's newsletter for her obituary. The Futures for Kids Golf Day is back after the pandemic forced the cancellation of the annual event last year. The popular event will be held on Monday, September 6th at the Royal Blackheath Golf Club in London. This is your opportunity to win the prestigious Bob Ray Memorial Trophy, named after the late CBOT and CME Group executive. If you're interested in participating or just joining the gaggle of golfers for lunch, send an email to ffk.inquiries@gmail.com. Bloomberg has an illustrated story titled How Thieves Stole $40 Million of Copper by Spray Painting Rocks in Turkey by Andy Hoffman and Benedict Camel, illustrated by Dorothy Cambrill. If you're a fan of illustrated superhero books, you will like this. Are you a fintech innovator startup? The FIA is looking for you for their Innovators Pavilion at the Futures and Options Expo 2021, billed by the FIA as the industry's largest and most comprehensive conference and trade show. The conference is November 2nd to 4th at the Hilton Chicago. All selected fintech startups will participate in a pitch competition, and one will be named the FIA Innovator of the Year. In addition, expo attendees, including senior executives from exchanges, clearinghouses, banks, brokers, and trading firms, will vote for the People's Choice Award winner. Apply with the link in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Yesterday, I interviewed a 40-year member of the NYSE, Kenny Polcari, for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Polcari is my age, and it was amazing to hear his career story spanning the same issues and obstacles I encountered. He gave a very animated interview, which, if you know Polcari, is an understatement. Former NYMEX member and Fox News host Eric Bolling is set to host a new show on Newsmax, according to the New York Times. Bolling is a big fan of former President Donald Trump, who recently was an anchor for Sinclair Broadcasting Group. The UK's financial market regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, stirred up the financial headline writers yesterday with a warning over the weekend about the local subsidiary of Binance, the largest cryptocurrency trading platform in the world. Per a Financial Times headline, Financial Watchdog bans crypto exchange Binance from UK. Bloomberg announced UK bans crypto exchange operator Binance, calling it one of the most significant regulatory moves to date against a cryptocurrency exchange. Yet none of that seems to be quite accurate. The FCA's announcement states that the agency does not regulate crypto assets like Bitcoin or Ether, just derivatives trading and assets that are securities. Furthermore, as of June 28th, the Binance UK website was devoid of trading opportunities of any type, with a simple statement, "Coming soon." Spot trading of Bitcoin on Binance seems unaffected by the FCA statement. It remains unclear what prompted the FCA's sudden announcement, which can be found with a link in today's newsletter. That was Tom Thompson reporting that. Cedric Chenu, a former Deutsche Bank metals trader, was sentenced yesterday to 12 months and a day of incarceration for his part in spoofing Siamese gold and silver markets. His associate at the bank, James Vorley, received the same sentence last week. Chenu's attorney drew the court's attention to the fact that the Department of Justice deep pockets afforded the prosecution $1.6 million for outside experts to bolster its case against the impecunious defendant, whose defense Deutsche Bank was not subsidizing. Deutsche Bank earlier pleaded guilty to related charges, Tom Thompson reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From CNN. Delta variant is forcing officials to rethink COVID-19 measures, even for vaccinated. The more dangerous and more transmissible Delta variant has spread to nearly every state in the U.S., feeding health experts concern over potential COVID-19 spikes in the fall. The variant was first identified in India and is now considered a variant of concern by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, meaning scientists believe it can spread more easily or cause more severe disease. My comment, be safe, keep your distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when indoors. Here's a story from NPR. Wall Street bosses want their workers back. That's good for the king of falafel. You may assume Wall Street boss James Gorman and falafel maker David Shadaha don't have much in common, but after months of remote work, they share a goal to get bankers back into their New York buildings. With few exceptions, major Wall Street banks are already moving to resume office work as long as workers are vaccinated. Gorman, Morgan Stanley's chairman and CEO, expects most of its staff to be back by Labor Day. My comment, what is good for the king of falafel is good for Wall Street. Here's a story from the San Francisco Gate. It's so hot in Pacific Northwest that roads are buckling. It's so hot in the Pacific Northwest that roads are buckling. Asphalt and concrete roadways are expanding and cracking, and even Interstate 5 has been impacted amid a heat wave that has sent temperatures soaring to dangerous levels. My comment, there's a bubble over the Northwest that is a once in a thousand years occurrence. Here's a press release from Murphy & McGonigal. Murphy & McGonigal announced leadership transition. Shareholder Elizabeth Land Davis elected to succeed co-founder and chairman James Murphy. Financial services law firm Murphy & McGonigal today announced a leadership transition with the election of Elizabeth Land Davis, 47, as chair and president of the firm. Ms. Davis, whose three-year term begins September 1, 2020, will succeed firm co-founder James Murphy, 57, who has served in those roles since the company's inception in 2010. The selection of Ms. Davis as the firm's first woman of color to lead Murphy & McGonigal was conducted by a shareholder vote, which took place on June 25th. Ms. Davis is based in the firm's Washington, D.C. office. My comment, congratulations to Murphy & McGonigal and to Ms. Elizabeth Land Davis on this historic move. Here's a press release from Wall Street Rides Far. Wall Street Rides Far names T. Rowe Price and NEO Exchange executives to board of directors. Mark Wyatt and Joe Schmidt's appointments underscore Wall Street Rides Far continued growth, both globally and across the spectrum of market participants. Wall Street Rides Far for Autism Research, the annual charity cycling and walking event benefiting the Autism Science Foundation, ASF, today announced the appointments of Mark Wyatt, head of global trading at T. Rowe Price, and Joe Schmidt, president and CEO of the NEO, or NEO Exchange, a Tier 1 Canadian stock exchange, to its board of directors. My comment, Wall Street Rides Far, reach is farther. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Monday's most clicked story from JLN was The Innovator's Dilemma Meets Furtick's Law, an opinion piece by John Lothian. That's me. The second most read piece was from The Wall Street Journal. Whistleblower thought he would get a big payout. Instead, he got nothing and went broke. And third was from Yahoo Finance. Prop trader Hudson River reaps $1 billion in frenzied quarters, which highlighted one trading firm's abundant first quarter. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.